Come with us.
When you wish upon a star.
Come and remember the magic.
What's up, all you rad dudes and dudettes? Welcome to a bonus episode of 90s Disney. I'm your host, AJ Minotti, joined by my brothers, Mike Minotti.
Hello.
And Chris Minotti.
Hello.
Welcome to the continuation of our Universal April, as has become a thing around here, apparently. And yeah. We have decided to take on the arduous task of ranking every attraction at Universal Orlando Resort.
I'm sure we'll all agree on this, very much so.
Yeah, no conflict.
No conflict, no arguing.
Yeah, so Fast and Furious Supercharged is number one.
Hold on, now I'm ready to argue.
Jimmy Fallon, number two.
Yeah. AJ, do you have the list prepared?
I thought I didn't need the list. I thought you had this.
No. The list you're going to write down, you fool. Yeah. That's what I mean. Okay.
Currently empty,
yes. You guys are upset. No, we're going to virtually walk through the park. It's going to be fine. Are you
Which
ready?
Which park are we starting with?
We're starting in Universal Orlando Studios.
The OG.
The OG.
OG.
Hey, why do you already have your phone up?
I was just checking our mailbag to make sure.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Yes, we're going to go to Universal Orlando.
Is there anything else about what he's doing, his appearance?
I don't like your shirt. I think it's,
What's wrong? It's a little salmon.
It's a little salmon color.
It's what, Mike? You say salmon.
Salmon. Salmonella.
I rest my case.
Anyways, what's up?
I think you look rather dashing.
Thank you.
Mike, I really like your shirt. Very Shrek themed.
I've got my, I do have my Universal, another sexy bald guy shirt on.
That's you must great. Love the Shrek series.
Yeah, I love my promotional ticket 8 coat that you're wearing because you say you're cold.
I am cold, even though it's like 70 degrees outside today.
So we're walking through Universal Studios. We go through the arches, and then pretty shortly thereafter, on our left is our first attraction, which is Despicable Me Minion Mayhem, which is at the moment our number one attraction.
Number one, baby.
I will say,
how long will it ride?
This ride's actually surprisingly good. I had a good time. We went on it on the last trip. I've always liked whatever simulator is in this building. Mm-hmm. I liked it when it was Fantastic Worlds of Hanna-Barbera. Yep. I liked Nicktoon Blast. This might be my least favorite incarnation to be in here still, but it's still a fun ride. I'm glad it's not 3D glasses. It's a simulator, but it's not as intense as other ones, and that's kind of nice these days, especially when I'm older. And like,
well, it's a good kids introduction simulator.
Yeah. You know? Right. It's but a cute little setup with the whole adoption fun. Day.
But yeah, I like the facade that they added to this, the whole Gru's house.
Mm-hmm. Pre-show's good.
The pre-show is very good. It's funny. It's actually enjoyable.
Yeah, they get to dance with the minions at the end.
Sometimes. They weren't there last time we were
but
there.
But you can. It doesn't stop you from dancing.
you can dance whenever you want.
Hey, we are minions, aren't we?
Yes. No, we're not anymore. Remember?
What's funny is that
human. Right.
There has reversed. Always that section has always been a like hang out with some characters. I think it used to be like Fred and Barney, and then it was Patrick
was
and
it
SpongeBob.
Now?
Yeah. Yeah. There's always been like hang out with characters here. So, but yeah,
I hang out with character every time with you.
Of course, we had to give this ride a letter grade since it's just unopposed right now.
Letter grade. I'll give it a like plus minus as well.
Yeah,
I'll
sure.
give it a B minus.
I just a I enjoy pure
it.
B. Maybe
yeah, I'm gonna say a solid B.
Then across from it, the newest attraction right now, which is, what was this thing even called exactly?
Villain Con.
Illuminations.
Why is it Illuminations? Villain Con.
Yeah.
Whatever. Are they in an arm? Because Pixar has become like specific park branding as Illuminations.
Right. Yeah. Maybe.
I mean, we also are getting DreamWorks area. Whatever. This is fine.
It's fine.
It's a little less than fine.
Really?
I was a little underwhelmed by it. I don't know what I was expecting. It was exactly what I was expecting, I guess.
I still don't like the idea of the standing conveyor belt,
that's
I guess.
Okay. At least it moves fast. There's barely ever a line.
The biggest problem was there's not enough time to sync our guns to the app.
Yeah. Like none of us got that working.
If I couldn't get it working, I feel like the majority of people don't stand a chance.
Right.
Also, it's just one of those things. There's so much going on. It's hard to tell like what impact you're having on the game.
And I don't know for sure, but it sounds like a lot of that changes. Like it can be different throughout different rides. You get different weapons if you do manage to sync your phone, and there's different achievements and all that, you know, kind of fun stuff.
Yeah, it's like kind of maybe built for like multiple rides.
Right,
when
right.
we did it that
the kids time. Would love it. We just were kidless when we went. So
yeah, yes. absolutely.
That could change.
So this would be below Despicable Me yes. then. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go a little bit further. On our left is our first coaster, I believe, the Rip Ride Rocket. I'm going to have to leave it to you two for this one.
Of all the coasters at Universal, right now it's the worst one. You didn't ride it last time.
Yeah, and I guess that's a testament of how much I'm like, on it. I'm willing to not do it, you know?
It, I'd heard people say it had gotten rough in the years, and I haven't been on it in a while. It is rough.
Really?
Like, your head rattles around in that thing.
Does it bother you that there's really, like, no, like, Universal theming movies? No,
that's just fine, but, like, the other thing that they did, I don't know when it happened, they decimated the track list.
Mm.
There used to be multiple genres of songs, like multiple songs, and then there were hidden songs. Now there's like the six genres, and each genre is just a song.
Well, it's just like the cute, like the edgy characters that they added. That's so big 2000.
Right, yeah, the Flash like, cartoon thing.
Just like get me out of here, thing, yeah. you know?
Yeah, they gotta do something with that, huh?
Yeah.
And I do have the fear of getting, I don't have this fear for many rides, but getting stuck on here, it seems to happen in that 90 degree like lift. And that sounds awful, and I just don't want to do that.
No, that's the best part, actually.
Yeah, but getting stuck on it is what I'm talking about.
Oh, no, that's you're. It's not going to happen.
All right, it can't be better than Despicable Me Minion Mayhem. Is it better than Villain Con?
Yes.
Yeah, I put it above Villain Con. It's still a coaster that's fun, right? Yeah, if they can fix the mechanical issues that are making it so jerky, it's a good ride.
And it does have a fairly unique moment in it, like the loop that doesn't technically go upside down, you know?
Yeah, the
corkscrew loop.
Okay, so we get out of that. We're going to move forward now. We're in New York, and we're going to go see The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. AJ, once upon a time, hated this ride. This is the first time we've done it in a while on this last trip. You know, it was a little better than I remember.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
My biggest issue is, at the time this was made, they were like, okay, what Jimmy Fallon characters can we put in it? Let's pick all the worst ones.
Except for Tight Pants. I like Tight Pants.
Yeah, I don't know. You're not selling me on Tight Pants. I don't know much about this
character.
I don't
remember Tight Pants. What's Tight Pants?
That's when he got the shirt off, remember?
I got my Tight Pants.
Oh, okay.
Does the skit with Will Ferrell. It's funny.
Already, I was never a huge Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show fan.
But I love late night television, and I love the museum, and I like the whole aesthetic of late night TV. Yeah, not my favorite late night host.
Well, especially recently with all the cool Conan clips kind of coming out and reminding you of how great he was as a host.
Yeah.
It's like, man, this modern era is just different.
If it was like a Conan ride or a Letterman ride.
Could you imagine if Conan was still around and that was a Conan ride?
That'd be incredible.
Right. I'd still just like those simulators where the whole theater is the simulator.
Right. This one takes me back to Corkscrew Hill, as we talked about. But
where's Corkscrew Hill at?
In Busch Gardens, Williamsburg.
That's right, yeah.
But the thing is, nothing about this makes sense. Like, I could suspend my disbelief so far. Why is the theater racing Jimmy Fallon to the moon?
Because we must.
There's just no reason for any of it. It's a complete string of consciousness. Just.
It is wild. We're going to make a simulator based off of The Tonight Show.
It's a race, and he's a jerk to you the whole time.
It's like they pulled things out of a hat.
It really is. Like, it just makes no sense.
But it's not terrible. It really isn't. It's better than Villain Con.
Is it better than Villain Con?
Oh, Villain Con, yes. Not better than Despicable Me Minion Mayhem.
It's not better than Minion Mayhem, no.
It's not better than Rip Ride Rocket.
It's not better than Rip Ride Rocket.
No, I think it... If I was told to pick one to do right now, it would be Jimmy Fallon.
Oh.
Literally just for the cue.
Democracy, AJ. Yeah,
all right, guy.
Bogus.
For the cue and the vibe inside, even when you go up the stairs there, where the pre-show, just that whole area is kind of nice.
That's fine. I like that.
Yeah, the whole Rockefeller Center kind of vibe. Okay, a little bit kind of across the way and in the middle of the park, let's hit it now, is Transformers The Ride 3D, which is so similar to that Spider-Man ride we like, but not quite that. A bit more screen technology being used here. Not quite as fun a IP as Spider-Man, I might pose.
I used to like this one better. Two things that were wrong. First of all, the projectors felt really dim.
I was going to say that. It needs an update.
And something about, it felt jerkier than it should have.
I got a little nauseous on this.
Right, and I don't know if that's in part because, you couldn't see what was going on, so, the the disconnect was probably there. And I like how they do a cool trick where a lot of the screens are very vertical.
Yeah.
So it makes the Transformers look big.
The scale's good. I like, you know, it's pretty smart. Do a Transformers ride and your vehicle is a Transformer.
Yeah, I strangely like Evac in his hero's journey.
Yeah, although I wish he would emote a bit more sometimes. Like, he's like, it's Destroyer. And like, he eats us. Like, are you scared? Like,
oh,
like,
no, it's Starscream.
I'm scared. Not as good as Minion Mayhem. How's Minion Mayhem holding on this long? Okay, better or worse than Jimmy Fallon, Chris, right now. Which one would you rather do?
I mean, for the ride vehicle and the system itself, it has to be better, right?
Yeah, I guess Transformers is better than Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, but it is.
I was afraid I was going to have to fight somebody.
All right, what's our list right now, then, Andrew?
Minions, Mayhem, Transformers, Jimmy Fallon, Rip Ride Rocket, Villain Con.
Okay, so now we're still in New York, and now it's time for the Mummy Ride.
Yep.
Which took over the beloved Confrontation, so a little salty about that. But the Mummy has become beloved in its own right.
It has.
I've never done it. I'm a coward, but you two like this a lot.
I like it a lot, and it still holds up very well.
Yeah.
It had a refurb recently, which was nice.
The only big change that I noted is they got rid of, like, the practical bugs that came out of, like, the little chute.
Well, yeah, they're like little balls.
Which, like,
whatever.
Honestly, was, like, one of the worst effects in the ride, so it's not like
you would think they would cover up that hole then, you know?
Did they?
No, I don't think so.
No, whatever.
We just watched the video. They're still there.
Oh, well, I don't know when that footage was that they spliced into the video.
True.
Yeah. I didn't think it was. I thought I noticed that.
Yeah, good point.
I think one of the great effects is when you go into his mouth on
it
the
is.
Show.
That it works it really still hits well. Every time.
As somebody who's only experienced this ride in videos and in Minecraft now, I do like the fake ride end. That's a pretty good guess.
Yes, it's the best fake out of any theme park ride.
And it's still quite terrifying, you know, especially as like a teenager or whatever, younger guy.
Yeah. Is this your new number one?
Yes. It is the new number one.
All right.
Number one.
We'll rocket it to the top for now, because coming up next is Fast in the Furious Supercharged. Salute me, familia. Okay. Let's go. Get the hot dogs. Get the coronas. Dom's here. The other guys are here too.
Name two
and
more.
The rest of them.
And the rest. Hobbs.
Ludacris.
And Shaw.
That's kind of cheating.
You told him too.
Oh my goodness. That was wonderful.
I just killed Chris.
Let me drink some of this bubbly here.
This is like the only ride in the world that's so bad it's good to me.
I disagree.
That's the one thing it has going for it.
Look, the queue is good. The queue is good. I like going through his garage. You have the picnic table, then the two pre-shows with the cast members kind of like playing along.
They're in the right mindset.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I get bored of that mindset. Doing it the second time, I was like, yeah,
maybe,
right.
Yeah. And it was less effective the second time. But like me going into it blind again,
I legitimately got hurt on this ride sitting in the like first couple rows. My neck still hurts thinking about it. you can't see anything if you're in like the front half.
Listen, going through the speed tunnel's kind of neat.
That is cool, but it's a remnant of the old ride, right?
Yeah, it's fine. It still counts. And then look, the footage in the tunnel doesn't look very good. At the very end, when you like crash back through the end of the ride, that's a nice transition. Mm-hmm. It's not even really a joke. I am a slight defender of this ride. I don't think it's nearly as bad as people make it out to be.
I'd rather do Jimmy Fallon 10 times.
I wouldn't. I'd rather do this.
You want to put it above Jimmy Fallon?
I would.
Mike.
But I don't know if I put, Mike. But I don't know if I put it like above Rip Ride Rocket. Yeah,
I really hate that ale character.
Yeah, give me a
pill. Ale. Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, instead of that, I get The Rock. Screw it. I'm going to put it above that.
I hate you both.
All right.
That's where it's going from
there
now.
There we go.
Better than Rip Ride Rocket and Villain Con.
All right, well, now we're going into Daigan.
Wait, we screwed up massively already. I can't believe it's
because you put
that
Jimmy
high.
Fallon too high.
No, we're doing great. Don't worry.
I thought Rip Ride Rocket was above Jimmy Fallon.
No.
No, we voted it wasn't. That's good. Okay, we're in Daigan Alley
Jimmy
now.
Fallon ruins everything.
We're going to make a deposit at the bank, and that's not a joke about going to the bathroom. We are going to go into Gringotts, Escape from Gringotts in Fett. You know, this is a ride that's been growing on me.
I agree.
It's kind of overtaken Forbidden Journey for me.
Really?
I think so.
See, I think initially it didn't hit as hard because we loved Forbidden Journey so much.
Yeah.
that it kind of felt pretty standard, you know, in a sense.
And we'll get to that, but like, yeah, for some reason, Forbidden Journey's been kind of like going lower for me, and this has been going higher.
Well, you know, we're getting older.
Yeah, Forbidden Journey does kind of get me queasy, and nothing on this gets me queasy. There's like thrilling moments and whatnot, but it's mostly just kind of fun.
Both cues are, well, yeah.
And as a coaster coward, this is like right what I can handle. Like, you know, there's like a good drop in the beginning, and it's even more intense from the back. But like, that's fine. I could do that. It's, you know, it's a little fun for me still. Incredible line and pre-show elements. Incredible. I like any ride where you go in an elevator. Mm-hmm. I liked it in the Star Trek experience. I liked it in Living Seas. I like it here. Even like it in Men in Black Alien Attack. Like, yeah, put me in an elevator. That's fun. I don't know why.
Well, you should ride Tower of Terror.
No. In the pre-show. The actual ride can't be an elevator. That's not good.
OG, Haunted Mansion.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. That room's stretching. What are you talking about? So I like this a lot. This would probably be my favorite. I guess I have to ask you two.
Yeah, I'm debating. Above the Mummy.
Probably just for the queue itself, just what it adds to it. Because Mummy still has, like, the you're in a movie set.
Yeah, you know? Your extras. Like, they tried to shoehorn it into, like, the studio theme when they didn't need to.
Okay, then.
Yeah, number one.
I think so. It's a lot of fun. It's clearly something they put a lot of effort and money into. And you really are just so immersed in all of that Harry Potter stuff at that point. It's a good time. Okay, we're out of Harry Potter. We're going to continue kind of going around the lake here. We're going to go to Men in Black Alien Attack.
Did you see that Will Smith just did that song live?
No.
At Coachella or something?
Oh, really? That's fun.
Trying to save face?
They do Wild Wild West also?
No.
Probably not, dang it.
Probably not going to do that one for a while.
I think this ride is still a lot of fun.
Oh, heck yeah.
What's nice, too, is like this is a ride that doesn't have a huge line anymore. It's really tucked away in the back of the park. Men in Black isn't the hottest property in the world. Ride's a little older now, but doesn't like feel old when you're riding it.
But it's still it has become a classic at this point as well, like it's, almost like a staple of the park.
Yeah, it's I think it's hit that status. It just works. It's very well designed. And
you say that, but like I don't think it's a classic in the sense that they're not going to get rid of it.
No, I think that would come down more to like an IP thing,
sure.
Than
right, more else. Like a re-theme rather than
no, but like just like they like lose Men in Black. Is Men in Black Universal?
I don't even know, but I don't think it's a matter of that age. I don't think it's like I think it'll go as soon as they have an idea.
I mean, the thing that screws it the most is, you know, 20 years ago Will Smith being in it. Like,
what do you
like
mean?
It ages the ride in a weird way.
You know? I mean, it's on Men in Black ride. You still want Will Smith in it. I get that. I mean, you saw Brendan Fraser looking incredibly young in The Mummy, and it's fine.
Yeah, but he's barely in it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like this would, it's going to stay for a while just because there's, I mean, heck, the plot right next to it is still prime real estate that they're going to take up.
Yeah, like that's
going to
be redeveloped before this, yeah.
Maybe. We'll see. I hope it stays around, but it's a very fun ride. I think it might be the best of all the shoot score rides.
Yeah, I think so. I agree.
Yeah.
Better than Buzz Lightyear.
Mm-hmm. It works fun. That we've
done.
A lot of great. I love the part where like they scan the vehicle across from you and you have to shoot that.
Better than Midway Mania?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot of practical effects, which is neat.
It's almost all practical effects. Yeah, there's no screens in this ride except for the scanner.
Yeah, that's really fun, actually.
Which at Universal is a huge rarity.
It has that tiny bit of thrill that is like kind of essential. Good,
And how great was it the first time that we earned our suits, huh?
Yeah.
That was great.
A good achievement.
And there's that hilarious, I like the whole World's Fair gag and that at the end. Yeah. Like, are
we alone? Of course we are. Yeah.
This is good stuff, actually. It's higher. I just don't know how high.
I put it below The Mummy, above Minion Mayhem.
I'd agree with that.
Okay. What?
Below Mummy. Yeah, okay. I'm with you.
Good?
Good. Let's do it.
The Simpsons.
Yeah. Well, first off, let's say right now, we can't quite do every attraction. There's a couple we haven't done across the resort, and one of them is the Aliens.
Hurling World whatever, something.
So sorry, that's TBD. But the Simpsons ride, this one is a little interesting because I think it's a really funny ride.
Yes, it's one of the best scripts.
Yeah, very good pre-show.
You can't do it much.
Yeah, this is like one of the most intense simulators you will ever do. It just doesn't seem super well synced. There's a lot of screen movement that these vehicles can only replicate so much by like tilting. So it feels a little weird there. It's still fun, but it's one that I wouldn't even do every trip.
So it's going to go below Minion Mayhem. Is it above or below Transformers?
Probably below.
Probably below.
Yeah? Is it above Fast and the Furious?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's above Fast and the Furious. Okay.
Very good.
So then, Actually, our next attraction, just kind of hanging out, things that are going to be on our left, it's
E.T.
It's going
to
be E.T.
No, don't we have to do that bird show we haven't seen?
We haven't seen the bird show, okay, so there you go.
Just acknowledging.
Yeah, animal something. We haven't seen that one. Yeah, E.T.
Oh, boy, this will be hard to
place. E.T. is hard. So much fun now. I could go on that an infinite amount of times. It's very pleasant. Thrilling's not the word, but there's a little something.
Exciting.
It's exciting when you are, like, you actually are being, you know, it's the overhead track. You're on the bike, especially in the front row.
There's something more.
It swoops a little.
Right.
It swoops.
You get more of a feeling of flying in this than you do Peter Pan.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a lot of it is because you do swoop in and out a good bit.
And there is something about this being like the only ride that has that nostalgia and that classic feel to it. Mm-hmm. The queue is awesome. There's just good vibes here, man. Yes. Like, look, I could go to the top right now with E.T., how much I like it.
I would say number two.
You're going to put below Gringotts?
Below Gringotts, but better than Mummy.
Oh, man, that's hard.
It's up to you, AJ.
Tough. It is up to me. And,
I'm fine either way because I think it could deserve the first place spot.
AJ. Okay.
It's not going to...
E.T.
E.T.
AJ, better than Gringotts?
Yes, E.T.
Yeah?
I'll be right here number one.
It's not going to stay there, but I'm going to put it there for
now. It was like the attraction of the trip.
I could just keep doing it.
I never got tired of it.
Leave
me on there and don't take me off.
It's funny because I always liked it, but this was like the trip where I was like, I love this.
We really got to take time to appreciate it more than we ever have.
Right. We did the tour. We just kind of kept going on it. Just doing
everything.
Yeah. It's a good time. And, you know, there aren't many attractions in Universal that... You know everyone can go on.
Right.
And this is. And it's great.
How many people are going to call us boomers for putting this at number one?
Hey, this is the 90s Disney podcast.
Well, don't worry. We'll move on from that to another new exciting attraction. The horror makeup show. First time we ever did this. Our first show that we're talking about here. Which are a ton of, I really liked this.
Yeah, for sure.
I did too. I was pleasantly surprised.
We didn't know it was like an improv show. I thought
it was going to be a little more dry than what it was.
Right. There was a lot of comedy.
I told you this. We had to have done this at some point when we were young, Chris. Because I do remember in the far recesses of my mind, the gag of the like robot coming to life.
Yeah.
I remember that.
The wolf man.
Yeah.
I remember that. So we had to have seen it.
Unless you just saw like some B footage of it. No, I can
remember being there.
Yeah.
And I liked even like the kind of holding area with the little museum.
Yeah, that was fun.
Museums need to be in more queues.
Yeah, it's great. It gives you time. I honestly needed more time.
Especially open queues like that. Like think of like Disney's like Mickey's PhilharMagic. Make that more like a Mickey museum. Or people love the new... in Toontown.
Runaway Railway has like a fake Mickey museum. Yeah. And I love it. Yeah.
That's great.
I wonder how like repeatable this is because we saw it for the first time.
That is kind of the issue.
But it was...
Well, if it's an improv show, you would think it's pretty high up there.
But there's beats.
There's definitely things they're hitting.
I do just love like this is one of the few things that's still very old.
Yeah.
Universal and MGM, back when it was like, we're going to teach you how movies are made.
It is funny how the whole thing ground to a halt so they could promote the new Mummy movie from the Dark Universe.
At that point, just take it out.
Seriously.
Yeah, wait till they make another monster movie right now. I like this quite a lot. It's not better than Gringotts or E.T., but for me, it would be after that. And I don't know about you guys with some of the other ones.
Mike, where are you putting it as far as Men in Black goes?
Okay, that's interesting. Below. That's difficult. I probably Men in Black is still more fun to do than this. But
what about Minion Mayhem?
It's better than Minion Mayhem.
Okay.
I like this more than Minion Mayhem.
I'll agree with that.
Okay. Well, I believe then we just have one more attraction to do at Studios. Another show that we did for the first time.
Banger.
Yeah, this is the Bourne stunt show, which we went in with very little expectations, very little idea what was going to happen.
Yeah, we were going in blind.
Almost to the point where if you guys would have said, like, I don't want to do it, I would have been like, yeah. Okay.
And so that was like the first thing we did. Just because there happened to be a Showtime happening, like we were going for something. I was like, we may as well do this now.
And we had dad with us. We knew he liked Bourne. Like,
Dad was the one who had to explain to us what Jason Bourne was all about.
I loved it.
It blew my mind.
It was so cool. The tech with like that high fidelity screen and the way they had the practical effects moving around with it. I love a good stunt show, and this was really high up there.
Even before the sets came into play, when just the curtain raised and that crowd was there.
It looks so
and
cool.
It took me 5 seconds to be like, oh, those aren't real people.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I knew in my head. I was like, this is going to be cool.
And you've got a trained eye, too. You
know? Like I know those things. So, yeah, the fact that got me, I was like, okay.
Right. So, like, the makeup show, like, I want to do that again sometimes. Like, this one right now,
it's a must.
Yeah, I have to do it again. I got to take people to see it. I got to spread the word.
Spread the joy.
It's like, you know, sometimes you become an evangelist for certain attractions you really like. Like, I'm like that with the Waterworld stunt show. I was like that with Backdraft back in the day. I kind of feel like that for this Bourne show now.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess the question is just, how high are we going? I could go pretty freaking high.
I can go high.
Would you go higher than Mummy, though?
Yes.
I
don't know why I'm saying yes.
I think I go above Mummy, below Gringotts.
Wait, you're placing this number two.
Number three.
What's two? Gringotts and E.T. I don't know. I guess. Yeah.
You don't want
to. I put it below Mummy, personally.
I could even go two. So, like, maybe right now, maybe there's a bit of a, like, glow.
So you're going high, you're going low. I'll keep us in the middle.
All so, right. Three?
Yeah.
Eights? Okay. I like it. AJ, we've done.
I'll take it.
Universal Studios. So, where is our list at? Right, start from the bottom.
So, a bonus ranking of all the rides at Universal Studios from the bottom to the top. Villain Con, Rip Ride Rocket, Jimmy Fallon, Fast and Furious, Simpsons, Transformers, Minion Mayhem, Horror Makeup Show, Men in Black, The Mummy, The Bourne Stunt Show, Escape from Gringotts, and E.T. Adventure.
Man, that's perfect.
That sounds pretty good.
We're geniuses.
Yeah.
No one could beat that list.
Nailed it.
We figured it out.
It's not opinion, it's fact.
Yeah.
All right, let's go get some chocolate cocktails over at Two Sums quick, take a break, and then we'll jaunt on over to Islands of Adventure.
We going left, we going right?
I was just
going
to ask.
You always go left. You got to go left.
Even with Harry Potter now?
Well, actually, we do go right a lot of times, but in my mind, I still go left.
You know what? I do, too. It's funny you say that.
We'll go left.
Which means the first thing we're going to actually see is the Incredible Hulk, which at a time, there's a time where you two love.
This is Dragons.
And I still do. It's still an incredible roller coaster.
But at this point, I'm okay not doing it, you know?
No, I have to do it.
I mean, I still love it, but
I have to do it. It's so good.
It's just because you've done it so many times?
It is because I've done it so much.
Sure. But man.
And there's better things, which is weird to say because I never thought I'd say that.
Right? It's crazy.
Like a decade ago.
But that launch is still phenomenal, doing the corkscrew at the top of it. I love just the size of coming down that loop.
Yeah.
It just feels big.
You know what? And when we did this last trip, that still got me pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you almost forget how big that is.
Not that I've ever been on this ride. I always found it a very aesthetically pleasing coaster to watch.
Yes, it's like the way it's like kind of over the bridge into the island. It's a great kinetic point of entry.
You know what I miss, though? I miss the Bruce Banner screaming, no. And then you launch.
They like tweaked the plot of the ride where the first time it was like you were going through Banner's...
like transformation, right?
Well, no.
Experiment.
It was like you found the evidence of a failed experiment on his part to cure himself of being the Hulk. And for some reason, you're like, well, I'll just do what he did. And it doesn't work again, even though you're not a Hulk. Mm-hmm. And that was that whole thing. Now it's like the government is turning you into Hulks to fight the Hulk.
Oh.
Excellent.
All right, where do you put it?
Below, we'll start with Mummy.
Below Mummy.
For coasters.
Below Mummy.
You like Mummy more now. Wow.
I like Mummy.
Man, I don't know about that.
Really? I thought you were going to be the one poo-pooing
it. Well, I mean, the theming of Mummy is just, okay.
What else is like hovering above Mummy? Let's make sure you're not putting it above something or below something else you think is weird. What's right above Mummy?
Bourne.
So you both agree it's worse than Bourne right now?
Yeah, it's below Bourne.
No.
All right.
And I just don't like shows as much, but yeah.
I'm not,
okay, go ahead.
Then let's put it above the Mummy, right below Bourne.
All right, I'll agree to that.
Okay. Then right next to that is actually the Storm X-Men teacup.
I've done this with the kids.
X-Force.
It's fun.
It's a fun teacup clone.
You know where I'm putting this? Below Transformers and above Simpsons.
Above Simpsons?
No, get out of here.
I don't know if we can put
it's
above.
It's just the whatever.
Below Simpsons and above Fast and the Furious.
Yes.
No. Yes. No. Absolutely. Yeah. No. Absolutely. Yeah.
Democracy, Mike. Well, I agree.
I still get my say. I get to have.
Okay.
Right, I'm
gonna
have the floor.
Been a filibuster.
How are you going to defend this?
It's just the teacups.
Yeah, but it's got like a butt. Like you're scaring away Magneto.
Are you saying you don't like the teacups?
Are you saying you don't salute me familiar?
No, I don't. Coronas are fine, but
I mean, it's just the flashing lights are too much. What if you have epilepsy?
If someone came to me and said,
ride Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, I would 100% pick teacups over anything having to do with Fast and the Furious.
You're both wrong. All right, fine. Well, let's
go begrudgingly over. Move on.
I almost walked over this one, but we actually do have, there's a lot of attractions, Len. There's Dr. Doom's Fearfall. Yeah.
This will be low. I'll tell you what. I'll put this below Fast and the Furious for you.
But above Jimmy Fallon?
But above Jimmy Fallon. Okay. No.
Yeah, would you really put it above Jimmy Fallon?
Below Jimmy Fallon,
even. Why is Jimmy Fallon getting so high?
Because the queue is so great, because it's a museum.
Okay, so above Rip Ride Rocket?
Yeah. This is like one of the cheapest looking rides in all of Universal to me, too.
Yeah. It was like at that time when, like, you know, you had to have a drop tower. Cedar Point had the power tower, or what was it called? Power tower, right?
Yeah.
And people were just doing that. But I don't know, but below or above Rip Ride Rocket? I'm thinking below.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I think that sounds fair. All right, now we're getting to a heavy hitter here with the Amazing Spider-Man.
I'll tell you what, after doing it the last couple times I've been, that ride still hits, man.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, I know they updated the CG, but it hasn't aged. Even in a way that, like, Harry Potter Forbidden Journey has aged.
Right. Even, like, it's funny because, like, Transformers is newer than this. And it's the same ride technology. And still, Spider-Man feels so much more timeless.
Well, it's just a testament to the character.
Right.
Like Spider-Man.
It has a bit more, like, practical effects. And it has better transitions between the two. Mm-hmm. The screen stuff looks better. Spider-Man's just a more fun character for this. So many awesome moments in this. The pumpkin bomb going up the skyscraper. I mean, it could be number one for me still. I think this is such a all-star attraction of all time. More than E.T.
I was going to say two, but yeah, I think you might be right.
AJ, what do you think?
I will put Spider-Man at the new number one.
It's
number
so one. Freaking good.
Plus, one of the best things is having JJJ as like your guide.
Yeah, that's great.
And another so super good. Fun cue. I just love the whole idea of going through the Daily Bugle, right?
And having Spider-Man randomly appear.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite experiences of the cue, is just seeing Spider-Man. Plus, Liv's reaction at the end of that when she wrote it, like, she was literally bouncing in her seat from the
side. Yeah.
It's exciting stuff.
It's a great ride.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Okay.
I guarantee that ride literally got people into reading Spider-Man comics.
Kinda, oh, sure. Yeah, it's kind of did for me, honestly.
Yeah, you started buying comics.
It's like a combination of, like, that and Marvel versus Capcom 2.
Yeah.
Okay, then now we're in the Toon Lagoon, and now we're going to come to Popeye, Bill Ratch Barges.
Bilge Rat Barges.
Yeah.
I was so bummed it was closed for maintenance when we went. Yeah, I wanted to ride it.
I was
it.
Looking forward to it.
It's been
to
so
it
long
too.
Since I've been on it.
This is a fun ride. Good. I think it's one of the best of these rapids rides.
Probably
that you
the
can
best.
Go on.
Better than what Animal Kingdom has.
I think it's definitely the best of the theme parks. Well, granted, I've never done Grizzly River Run.
Oh, it's better than Grizzly River Run.
Yeah.
Grizzly River Run is like a worse Grizzly Peak.
Now, I do recall we had Geauga Lake here.
Grizzly
Peak, right? Okay.
That was Grizzly River Run.
Which one's a California Adventure?
Grizzly Peak, right?
I don't know.
There's two.
Yeah, they're called Grizzly. Yeah, Grizzly themed rapids attractions. But yeah, this is probably the best one we've ever done.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah, and I like Popeye. I think Popeye is a funny character.
Popeye is great.
The music is good when it starts kicking into that theme.
Yeah, I love that you go past the Mi Ship, the Olive.
Yeah.
I love the whole car wash sequence. Yeah, like, not really. I don't even know if you call it a drop. That kind of, like, again, another whoosh sort of moment.
A whoosh.
Enough to make you look at it like, oh no.
Even the ride is, the line is fun. You're like supposed to go on Popeye's tours, but like Bluto, like, moves the signs around.
He barges in.
Yeah.
All right. So,
it's definitely top half.
Let me pick a baseline here.
Yeah. Okay.
Men in Black, better or worse?
Ew. Worse.
I will say, look, it's like, how much do I put against the ride that I still don't really like getting wet? Right. I really don't like getting that wet.
Let's pretend it's a hot summer day and you'll be dry in 15 minutes.
I mean, saying worse is kind of cruel because I don't want to say that negative word.
Well, you know what I mean.
What's below Men in Black?
Horror makeup show.
Yeah, I'll put it above that.
I don't know if I would.
After that's Minion Mayhem.
It's better than Minion Mayhem.
All right, so that's our baseline there.
All right.
Is it better or worse than
I
the
would
show?
Put it above horror makeup.
All right. Then we can put it there, but I would probably put it below.
Are we below Men in Black?
We're below Men in Black.
Okay. Below Men in Black.
Okay, that's fine. Then I'm going to concede to you two again because we have Dudley Do Right's Ripsaw Falls, I believe.
Sounds right.
What do you two think of this one?
It's the drop is very good.
Yeah, but the rest of the
attraction feels a little cheap in a weird way.
For sure. It's almost like you're in this dank, dungy.
There's like a lot of exposed infrastructure.
Yeah. Does Dudley Do-Right
intentionally, you know?
Right.
Does Dudley Do-Right as an IP do much for you?
No.
No. And I'm like, maybe interested in it. It's like, yeah, I can't imagine like my kids be like, all right, guys, we're going to go on this cartoon about a Canadian Mountie.
Yeah.
Which is also, it's weird that they have that and they haven't replaced it when you, like, I could understand not replacing it if that was your only, like, drop water ride, but you have Jurassic Park not far from there. So it's weird that, like, that's still.
I mean, everybody thinks at some point Toon Lagoon is going to get replaced by something.
But I'm sure that's next after Lost Continent.
Hopefully, hopefully they find a way to keep it Popeye. Too bad they never made that Popeye movie. Then we could just have a whole Popeye land. Right, that'd be better at this point.
But, yeah, definitely going to be low on the list. Let's see.
All right, let's
pick
see.
A baseline.
Fast and Furious.
I mean, I'd rather do this than Fast and Furious.
I can't really say anything, but come on.
Because I will say, the drop itself is very cool. Right. It's like part water drop, part roller coaster.
Yeah,
like it goes up and down.
What's above Fast and Furious right now?
Storm.
Oh. Okay. I mean, what are you thinking, Mike?
I don't know. I'm curious to hear what you think. How much do you like this stupid teacup ride?
It's better than Storm.
Yeah, it's better than Storm.
It's not better than The Simpsons.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Yep, that's good.
All right, here's another kind of interesting one. Skull Island, Reign of Kong.
Talking about the OG mode?
Let's assume that
everything's working in 3D.
Let's assume everything's working, the 3D's working, because even then it gets a little bit of a boost. But this is, I don't know. This ride is so weird to me, because it's this giant show building that they built from scratch, and it's fine.
It just feels not substantial enough.
It's weird that it's just kind of there.
You can feel them working backwards from, we had this thing in the tunnel on the tour. How do we
expand
it?
It's just real weird that how much less impressive it is than the very, very old, long gone confrontation.
Well, and I heard a good explanation for it, because like when you did the original confrontation, Kong was attacking you. This ferocious, unknown beast. When you see the Kong at the end here, I mean, it's big, it's cool, but he's just kind of like chilling. I'm catching my breath. You guys good? All right, I'll see you later.
Yeah, it's fine. I do not need to do every time.
No, especially, sure. The lack of 3D completely
ruined. That was a test. I don't know if it's even still like that or not.
I'd rather have the outdoor section than the 3D if we had to pick.
The outdoor's been closed for a while.
I know, man.
It's a weird attraction. Let me ask you this. Really, do you like this more than Fast and the Furious?
No.
I think that Fast and Furious is basically the same, but it is like so stupid. It's fun. It's just kind of stupid.
But that outdoor, it looks cool on the outside. The outdoor section is nice.
Barely ever works. Yeah, and so is going through the speed tunnel.
When those huge doors open in the reveal, that alone is like worth the attraction to do it the one time on a trip. There's nothing worthwhile doing on Fast and the Furious.
It's Salute Me Familiar.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I did enough.
We got the what is right above Fast and Furious right now, AJ?
Storm.
Okay. Well, look.
I'll let you could make Fast and Furious better than this. I'll allow it.
All right. Is it better or worse than Storm, AJ? Oh no, never mind. Yeah, so it's below Fast and Furious.
Yeah, it's below.
God. All right. I feel great about that. Actually, awesome. Okay. Sadly, we've never been able to do Pterodon Flyers. We thought we were going to once, but you're
so close.
Your daughter had an unfortunate growth spurt.
My 6 or 7 6-year-old daughter at the time is just like freakishly huge.
Yeah,
like tall. She's so tall. So they wouldn't let us do it. But my wife and my son got to do it.
Yeah,
she said it was fun.
But
that's all we got.
I imagine a lot of people listen have never gotten to do that, so they can all sympathize. But we do have Jurassic Park River Adventure, another one I have not done because I'm afraid of the
drop. Do you want to start at Popeye as in better or worse?
Yeah.
For another water ride.
Only because like there are so many effects not working the way they should be.
Yeah, right.
But that T-Rex is still pretty good.
Yeah, this could use a good 6-month overhaul.
But if they do it, they're going to make a Jurassic World and make it worse.
Right.
Like they did in Hollywood. Like the Indominus Rex at the end is cool, but like that monosaur screen thing at the beginning.
Right.
It doesn't even make sense. Underwater. The physics of it don't make sense.
Right.
I'm on the
water. Going through.
How can I be on the water and be underwater?
It makes no sense. And it is weird that the land itself hasn't already been converted since Velocicoaster is all Jurassic World.
Thank God.
Themed.
Yeah, that's why it's coming.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah. I think at a certain point, though, we're getting far enough away from those Jurassic World movies. Who cares?
Right.
What's more relevant, like, again, already?
Yeah, Jurassic Park.
It's like whenever, like, the live-action version of some Disney movie comes out, it's like, well, what's the ride going to be based off the live-action and the anime? It's like, give it two years. Nobody will want the live-action one. What are you talking about?
Right.
Yeah.
So do you go
better than I'd say better than Popeye.
I think just barely.
What's
just
a buff pop barely. By?
Men in Black.
Is it better than Men in Black?
No.
No.
I still do Men in Black over this.
All right. Well, now we have another exciting new ride with the Velocicoaster.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Getting interesting.
There you go. Very big, very
Sorry,
new.
My exhaust.
Yes, yeah, no, absolutely
not. As far
not.
As just...
But fun to look at.
Thrilling roller coasters I've been on, this is the top.
This is top. It's between it's this and... Have you Steel done Vengeance. Steel Vengeance?
Yeah,
Cedar Point?
I did with you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, those two rides
those
are
Those two
are
the most
step.
Thrilling
but
I've ever
this,
done.
With the theme and the queue...
It's
and,
more of a theme coaster than Hulk is throughout the actual
right,
ride.
Right, yeah. Well, like, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to see in the videos you may watch. Like, when you before you do the first launch... The Raptors are in the paddocks right. to your side, and like they go first, and then you launch past them, like stuff like that.
Well, what I was excited so about well. When we did it, because you weren't aware, is in the queue, like the kind of cool things they do with the Raptors.
Yeah, so
in there.
The queue goes by where the second launch happens, and they have these like transparent OLED screens, so you see the coaster go by through a window, and then the Raptors come running after it.
And some will like stop, look at you, like breathe into the glass, you
yeah,
know, kind
yeah,
of thing.
Fog it up. And then
I remember being like, "Hey, look," because you weren't looking.
Yeah, I didn't know. Then there's like the two animatronic Raptors in the line.
Yeah, and those are cool. Like the way they breathe, they,
yeah,
like,
they feel
their
very
nose
alive,
or whatever.
Very alive.
I feel like this is probably your favorite coaster so far. But like, just how high up the whole list is it going?
Wait, what's number one right now?
Spider-Man, E.T., Gringotts.
Oh man. Oh,
it's tough.
Do you
I mean,
like
number
it?
One?
You like
number
it,
one?
It, really?
I think
yeah.
so.
Oh, you can't make number one. One I've been. Like
I'm sorry, Mike. I mean, it's good.
It's really
more
good.
Than Spider-Man.
It's really
Mike,
good.
It's
you like
really
it that much? Really? Okay. Good. It's so new. You guys have a new. How? I guess. Hey, look, it looks fun.
It's.
I feel left out. I haven't been on your
I
favorite.
Know,
It's, correct
it's
that.
Possibly the greatest roller coaster ever.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad. Wow. Okay. Good for Velocicoaster then. All right, let's go over into Hogsmeade now. Our first ride is going to be Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey, which was like the most exciting ride ever for a good long time.
Yeah, just because it was so different.
This was probably my number one until we did Rise of the Resistance.
Yeah, the first ride experience on this was incredible.
Yes. You just didn't know what you were doing.
There is something about like doing it for the 10th time where it's like...
You know the tricks. Yeah.
You know the tricks. It's making me a little queasier these days.
I think, funny enough, like there's some ride, like Men in Black, there's so much to like look at, but in this ride you are so close that after that 10th time, like you say, you're not seeing like things that you haven't seen before.
Yeah, you're,
you know what
you're,
I mean,
you're
really directed where
directed,
they want to be.
Yeah,
yeah.
So. It's still
very good.
An amazing line,
incredible line that's almost an attraction on its own.
Okay, well, as we said earlier, we kind of put this below Gringotts now, so that
I mean
us.
I disagree with that, but
you really,
oh, really?
Do?
I like this more than Gringotts.
Yeah.
I think I like Gringotts more right now. But what's right below Gringotts?
Bourne.
I like Bourne more than this.
Oh,
right
you
now.
Guys are ridiculous.
AJ?
Come on, some sanity, please.
Yeah,
no.
We'll go above Bourne, below Gringotts.
Bourne doesn't make you. Me sick. So there's a bit of a shine with Bourne.
Yeah, this is probably
this
my
was,
third
And for
favorite.
What it's worth, I asked Olivia before I left the house what was her favorite ride, and she said this.
Yeah, she likes Harry Potter a lot.
Yeah.
Which helps, of course. All these
I mean,
things.
Talking about queues, this is like the ultimate.
It's a
cue.
Very good queue.
Yeah, it's a very good queue.
Okay. Well, how about the Flight of the Hippogriff?
Flight of the Hippogriff is the delightful ride, although, again, Olivia's ride review was it's too short.
I was This was kind of intense for me the one time I did it. It was more than I thought it would be. It's cute. It's fine. It always has way too long of a line for what it is because it's, you know, in
Harry,
it's Harry
Potter.
Potter.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, again, it was because it was just that little kiddie coaster, Merlin's magical unicorn or whatever.
Flying unicorn.
Flying unicorn. Mm.
So would you put this above Fast and the Furious?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, God, dang it.
It is
all right,
really good.
What else is above Fast and Furious?
Storm, it's above that. Dudley Do-Right, yes. Simpsons, yes.
Yeah, above
I don't
Simpsons,
know about
no.
Simpsons.
No.
I don't know about okay. Simpsons.
Not above right. Simpsons.
I'd say that's a good cutoff.
Okay. Dang.
It's just been a little bit since we checked in on the list. Would you please start from the bottom and take us to the top?
All right, let me type hippogriff.
Yeah, it's a hard word.
It's a hard word.
Hippo.
Okay, here we go. At the bottom, we got VillainCon. Dr. Doom.
Really? VillainCon's
VillainCon's the worst ride in Universal. That seems a little harsh on most.
We might have to revisit. I don't know. We'll see. Rip Ride Rocket, Jimmy Fallon, Kong, Fast and the Furious, Storm, Dudley Do-Right, Flight of the Hippogriff, Simpsons, Transformers, Minion Mayhem, Horror Makeup Show, Popeye, Jurassic Park, River Adventure, Men in Black, The Mummy, Hulk, Bourne Stunt Show, Forbidden Journey, Escape from Gringotts, E.T., Spider-Man, Velocicoaster.
Man, I'm feeling pretty good about that top half.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up is Hagrid's motorbike.
Number one.
Forbidden.
It's number one.
It's number one.
And number one.
It's such a number.
Right, now sorry, Mike. Now we've been on one or two.
This one you could rectify maybe. That problem.
I do want to sometimes. We'll see. Maybe I'll put up some
it
courage.
It's jaw-dropping. The fact that, you know, we've done themed roller coasters, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, which I'd done before this, you hadn't, but like that was incredible. Even Hyperspace Mountain kind of shows you what can be done. Velocicoaster is great because it, you know, it does have a story, but just the way they pull this
nothing
off,
on this level.
It's ridiculous.
And it's still thrilling, but it doesn't need to be crazy like Velocicoaster because the thrilling aspects fit so well with the theme of the ride, mm-hmm. of being on that motorcycle, hitting those speed bursts.
Oh, they're so good.
You know, it's stalling out and going backwards. It's so cool.
Is the line as good as the line for the other two major Harry Potter tracks?
No, it's not.
No, it's not. And there is a pre-show that we've never seen.
Yeah.
They never have it running.
Yeah. With Arthur Weasley, the guy who plays him.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting because you two both loved doing dragons back in the day.
Oh,
you
don't see right, and I was furious when they got rid of it.
Fuming, but honestly,
what a good replacement.
Yeah, we're okay now.
All right, so you're...
They planted a forest.
There's that cool part of the queue, like right before you board, when you look up and like the...
Oh, yeah, you're
multiplies the bikes
there's
for
like
you.
A student, like or maybe it's Hagrid, like testing the motorbike like on a floor above you, and you could see it through the wooden slats.
Yeah, it's Hagrid.
But yeah, he like...
Yeah, you saw that, Mike.
Yes, I went through the line once at least.
Yeah, like that's a cool effect. It's such a weird... It's a weird loading system. It's kind of like Rip Ride Rocket, I realize, but like...
It
loads like an Omni mover, but it's a roller coaster. It's really weird.
Which is a little rough sometimes because you're trying
to get in. It's like, oh God.
Well, and you got to get in the front at some point. And there's no way to ask for it.
Yeah, there's no requesting. And that is the best
riding experience I ever had was that at night on the front in the motorcycle.
Yeah, dude, I didn't get to do it at night. Which
so
was a
cool.
Bummer, but it's so good.
Okay, so that's number one now. We kind of skipped over this last time, but we do have the Hogwarts Express.
Yes.
Which we skipped something else, too.
What's that, Chris?
Ollivanders.
That's not an attraction.
What? Sure it is. It's a show.
Kind of.
You really want to
count? There's a queue. People line up, and they experience something.
It's going to be hard to
read. All right.
Okay. You really want to, Chris?
No, that's fine.
No, we may as well.
Like, we brought it up. We have to.
I honestly barely remember it. So.
I remember it pretty well.
I remember very well because my daughter got to do it and we were the only ones there. It was sweet.
Yeah, it's fun. I guess it's better than Villain Con. I don't know. Like, what do you think is the baseline here, AJ?
Of the shows, it's probably the worst.
Yeah, well, because there's been three of them.
Right.
Simpsons.
I'd rather go on the Simpsons ride than see this.
Flight of the Hippogriff.
I'd rather do this than Flight of the Hippogriff.
All right, there we go.
I mean, I think there is an element of this being different if you have a child, and especially your child there being picked to do it. So yeah,
there you go. Okay, Hogwarts Express.
Thank you. You made me happy.
You're welcome. Hogwarts Express.
Answer me yes.
I don't want you to go. Hogwarts Express is fun. The problem is that it's like not an amazing ride. It's also not amazing as transportation.
Yeah, it's like, why are you riding it? Are you riding it because you want to ride the Hogwarts Express, or are you riding it because you just need to get to the other part? Mm.
I there is something awesome about like seeing it like come rolling in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those, the first time is magical.
Yeah.
After that, you're like, can I just board a golf cart?
They almost need like a second. Like, do you want to avoid the waiting and do this and just get to the other park rather than walk to the front and to the front of the other one?
I do love how incredibly well themed King's Cross Station is, and it is cool. Like being in like, I do like that you are in your own little like boxcar or whatever.
Yeah. And they even pull off platform 9 3/4 effect.
Yeah, that's a good effect. You're looking out a the window screen, whatever. The effect with the shadows on the door is pretty cool.
Yes,
especially when the Dementor comes up and he touches the glass and it like gets frosty.
I'm glad we do have a way to ride between the two parks.
Yeah.
So that is nice.
It's well done.
I don't know. Look, it's better than the teacups for sure.
better than Dudley Do-Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say. Not better than Pop.
Simpsons.
Yes, better than Simpsons.
Yeah, it's better than Simpsons.
Better than Transformers.
I'm leaning towards yes.
Kind of leaning towards yes also.
Better than Minion Mayhem?
No.
No.
Okay.
No, not better than Mayhem. Minion Mayhem. There you go. Fantastic.
Okay.
Okay, we're finally
out. Yeah, because remember our last trip, we wanted to go to the other park, but it was our second time to do it, and we were kind of like, should we just walk this?
Yeah. You have to make those decisions.
It's a tough one.
Okay, let's get back on the Hogwarts Express now so that we're back in Hours of Adventure. And, man, I guess we're going to walk through Lost Continent with nothing to do, sadly.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Do we want to posthumously rate Poseidon's Fury?
Maybe at the end, we'll, for funsies, put in some extinct attractions and see where they would have ranked. But for now, let's just walk through it, maybe get a cocktail at Mythos. Actually, you can't just get a cocktail. There's no bar. Sadly, we'll get a whole meal.
How could it be the best theme park restaurant not have a bar?
That's all right. We'll just get some Moose Goose instead.
Well, now we're in Seuss Landing, which in actually our first attraction is going to be the...
Yeah, what's it called?
The High in the Sky Trolley.
Trolley train ride.
Something. It's the Sneeds and the whatnots.
very delightful.
Yeah.
It's fine. You get some great views.
Great views of the lagoon and the whole park.
It's not very long.
Yeah.
It's not a whole lot to it. I like the track where you go through that circus restaurant. I always like rides that go through restaurants or other rides. It's the closest thing they have in Universal to the People Mover. You know how I feel about the People Mover. So this is, it's fine. It's neat. It's nice. I don't need to go crazy high on this thing.
Yeah, me either.
All right. It's kind of it's become a new baseline. Simpsons.
It's worse than the Simpsons. Come on.
Let's get on. Fast and Furious.
Better.
Worse. Come on.
Edge guy.
Yeah, let's see you thinking over there. Come on.
We're going to go below Fast and Furious.
Hell yeah.
And above Kong.
I mean, heck yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's no better than King Kong.
All right, that takes us, Mike, to what?
I think we would actually be at the Dr. Seuss merry-go-round thing.
The one fish, two fish.
The
merry-go-round first, actually.
Yeah, is that first?
Yeah.
It's a merry-go-round.
Yeah, you're right.
A nice merry-go-round, though.
Above or below Storm?
Above. This is a better version of merry-go-round than Storm is of Teacup.
Okay. I agree with that, yes.
Above or below Dudley Do-Right?
Above?
Yeah.
Is it above?
Yeah.
Just a nice, fun little thing to do? Yeah.
Flight of the Hippogriff?
Nah, below.
Okay.
Yeah, this is called the Caro Seussel, by the way.
Oh, there you go.
Caro Seussel.
And then one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. We actually like this one.
Oh, yeah, it's fun how it's like kind of a game.
Yeah. Of all the spinners that isn't just Dumbo, it might be my favorite.
Yeah.
I like the song. I like, yeah.
This or Magic Carpets.
I like this more than Magic Carpets.
I do, too. I agree with you.
I like this more than Magic Carpets.
It's fun to go with the kids and like get them wet on purpose.
Are we going above Simpsons?
No, I don't know about that.
Yeah, it doesn't make me sick. but no, I still would probably have more fun than Simpsons.
Ollivanders.
Yeah.
Yeah, better than Ollivanders.
Yep.
Okay.
Our next dark ride.
And also, I think the last attraction we are going to rank current attractions is, in fact, the Cat in the Hat.
Mm-hmm.
This is another one you got to think about, like, with all the effects working. And
In a weird way, this ride feels older than it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They kind of left it in a state of disrepair.
It feels somehow older than E.T.
Yeah.
Except for the very beginning of E.T. with those, like, incredibly 80s-looking mannequin things. But right. I love them. But, yeah. Right.
Whoa!
There's still some fun to this. Whoa!
I love this.
They have E.T. They're flying! there are aspects of this that I still do enjoy. There are some fun effects.
The ride itself is very uneven feeling to me.
Yeah.
Anytime the CG cat shows up, I'm like, turn this off.
It's actually fairly long for what it is.
It is kind of long. Almost too long.
No, I kind of like that.
I like the length, yeah.
Yeah, you're a little tired. You get to sit down for a while.
Yeah. I like the fish.
Fish is good. Oh, my. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I like the effects with the thing one and thing two. Those are kind of fun.
You know what you're supposed to do? You must find a way to stop thing one and thing two. It's a good cadence is there. It's cute enough. No hate for this ride.
About, do you want to start with Flight of the Hippogriff as a baseline?
I'd rather do this than Flight of the Hippogriff.
Right.
AJ?
I would.
Okay, all right. What's above Flight of the Hippogriff?
Ollivanders?
Yeah, better than that.
It's better than Ollivanders.
Two fish?
Better than that.
Simpsons?
No. No, it's not better than Simpsons. I'm not letting you go any higher.
Right.
AJ wanted to stop way back when.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Did we forget anything?
I think we got everything that we have
done.
There's
no other shows, right? Like, that's it?
Not really. There's a few things that we just haven't done specifically.
So Kang and Kodos, Twirl and Hurl, we haven't done. But you can just
Which
imagine.
One? What was that?
Kang and Kodos. The
Alien.
The Dumbo thing. In front of the Simpsons.
Oh, right.
The Alien, yeah.
Yeah, we haven't done that. We haven't done the Animal show, and we haven't... Was that it? There was a third one at some point, but that's fine. Those are ones we've done. But AJ, I would like for you to read what we have so far, and then maybe for funsies, let's try to slot in some of the classics that are now gone and see where we think they would have gone. How about that?
Okay. Pterodon Flyers. That's one we...
Oh, Pterodon Flyers,
We could not rate.
We have not done that.
Okay, so... Starting at the bottom, going to the top, the newest attraction at Disney or at Disney at Universal Orlando is Villain Con.
I don't know if I like that actually.
Yeah, let's maybe reevaluate this once we go through it.
Okay, then Doctor Doom, Rip Ride Rocket, Jimmy Fallon, Kong, High in the Sky, Seuss Trolley Ride, whatever. Fast and the Furious, Storm Force Acceleratron, Dudley Do-Right, Carol Soucil, Flight of the Hippogriff, Ollivander's Wand Shop, One Fish, Two Fish, Cat in the Hat, Simpsons, Transformers, Hogwarts Express, Minion Mayhem, Horror Makeup Show, Popeye and Bluto's Build Ratch Barges, Jurassic Park River Adventure, Men in Black, The Mummy, Hulk, The Bourne Stunt Show, Forbidden Journey, Escape from Gringotts, E.T. Adventure, Spider-Man, Velocicoaster, Hagrid's.
Ooh, those top three are perfect.
Sounds pretty good. Don't you think Villain Con should go above Doomfall?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, we were a little harsh.
I think it should go above Fast and Furious.
No, what's after Dr. Doom, AJ?
So if Dr. Doom's now the new bottom.
Right.
Then Villain Con, then Rip Ride Rocket.
Rip Ride Rocket's that low, wow. I mean, it's look, they're bad rides.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Is that fine? You want to put it above Rip Ride Rocket, Chris?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. That's fine then. Okay, now for funsies. Let's think of some of the real classic attractions that are gone. And
OG King Kong.
Let's imagine where Confrontation would go. Because I think it would go pretty freaking high.
Pretty high still. Yeah.
It would probably... it's not
top
better,
five.
It's not better than E.T. Is it better than either Harry Potter ride?
Wait, now wait a second. Is it? I mean, it was really good.
I don't think it's better than E.T.
I think it's better than E.T.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, I was pretty young when we did it.
Really cool.
It's okay, better than Spider-Man.
No,
it's not better than Spider-Man.
There's your answer.
Make on there.
Confrontation.
Okay, Jaws. This one, maybe just below E.T., but not much else, because it was, I loved how it was outside, there's all these set pieces.
So is it better than the Harry Potter rides?
Both of them? It's probably not.
I don't think so. I mean, I like this ride, but we never did it enough to have that affinity.
The funny thing is, like, we didn't do it when we were younger because it was marketed as being so scary.
Right, sure. And I was always afraid of Jaws for a good while.
And it was down half the time we wanted to do it.
I don't know. I don't know if it's better.
I don't think it's better than the Harry Potter rides. It's not better than the Bourne Stunt Spectacular or Stunt Show. Or
maybe not. What's out there? Bourne?
Hulk.
Yeah, I'd do it over Hulk.
Yeah?
Okay. There you go.
I mean, unless if it was like pick one for the first time ever, I'd probably pick Hulk, but...
Right.
Back to the Future.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
It's a hard one
because it probably would still make me sick. But I love Back to the Future.
It wasn't nearly
so much.
It didn't make you nearly as nauseous as
the ride film wasn't trying to do as much. That's why.
Yeah. I miss it. This is probably the ride I miss the most.
In Universal.
I will say, I don't think it's better than Confrontation.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's better than E.T.
It's funny. I miss this more, but yeah, I definitely.
Well, we agree. Like Back to the Future a lot.
I think I'd put it just above Jaws.
I might.
I might put this above Gringotts.
I don't know if I would. I think AJ's right. I think above Jaws is probably the best place for it.
I'll allow it. But.
Okay. Anything else in the... Okay, Terminator 2 3D.
I liked Terminator 2.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I was real upset about... okay, is it better than Bourne, huh?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's kind of not, which shocks me.
Right, it does shock me.
It shocks me to say that.
I would put this below Men in Black, above Jurassic Park River Adventure.
Below Men in
Black? I think I'd put it above Men in Black.
Yeah, I would too.
What's
below the Mummy, right, Chris?
Yeah, below Mummy.
Okay.
I like that fine.
Because again, a thing like this, I would never do twice in a trip. But Mummy, I could do whatever anytime.
I mean, I don't think we need to worry about the Woody Woodpecker roller coaster. So
Troller coaster.
Troller coaster.
It's coming.
I think that's it for the studios. So over in, nothing worth seeing there. So over in Islands of Adventure, things that are gone. Dueling Dragons.
Oof.
Oh, man. Oh, my heart.
Let's start here. Dueling Dragons versus the Hulk.
Dueling Dragons.
Dueling Dragons versus either Harry Potter ride. The Gringotts or Forbidden Journey.
I liked it more than Gringotts.
Okay.
Really?
E.T.? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I really love this.
E.T.?
Yes.
No.
Pretty good.
Oh, gosh.
Pretty good, Mike.
Mike, the idea, especially when it was synchronized.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Confrontation?
Yeah.
Spider-Man?
No.
No. Okay. That's where I am.
More than Confrontation?
Mike. Yes.
Jeez, you guys are crazy.
It was pretty good.
More than Confrontation.
And listen, the ski lift style coaster's kind of gone out of style. I still like them.
Yeah, like doing the Raptor and Cedar Point, it's still so good.
Okay, a couple more here. The Eighth Voyage of Sinbad.
Oh, that was a great show.
That was fun. Okay, again.
Did you like this more than Terminator 2?
Well,
no,
as far as shows go,
good.
Oh, so it's worse than Bourne still, you think now? Because
yeah,
I think so. I do appreciate that real giant big set and like,
which is still there.
It's still there.
It was really good though. So where would you put it then?
Are we saying it's not as good as T2?
I
I'd rather do T2.
I don't know. That's hard, AJ.
They're neck and neck.
That's very close.
I'm going to put it below.
Okay, we can put it below.
What's below T2 right now?
Men in Black.
It's better than Men in Black.
No.
Yes, I think it's better than Men in Black. AJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's better than Men in Black. And then
again, I'm not a show guy, so
yeah, that just leaves Poseidon's Fury, not a show.
But which one?
That's the second iteration.
See, I don't like the second iteration, but I love the
first one. So
because they ruined the best effect,
right? When you just like appear back in the room.
Okay, fine, the first. Look, your whatever your
just in general
ideal version of Poseidon's Fury is.
I would put it below Minion Mayhem, above Hot Works Express.
Below Minion Mayhem.
I think that sounds right. It was really cool. It's not something I had to do every time. Right. The water tunnel alone was really neat. It was
kind of long, too, for what it was.
It was long for what it was.
It was a commitment.
Mm-hmm. Incredible exterior building for this, though.
Which is, you can still walk up to, which I appreciate.
Yeah, I mean, we did.
Am I forgetting any major extinct attractions?
Do we want to go back to the other two simulators in the Hanna-Barbera?
Oh, yes, that's a good idea. Good. Thank you, AJ. Fantastic World.
Wait, I thought something else, too, but good.
Okay, Fantastic World of Hanna-Barbera. I think it's better than Minion Mayhem.
Yeah.
What's above Minion Mayhem?
Horror Makeup Show?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd agree, but I would put the Nickelodeon one below.
I put Nickelodeon between Hanna-Barbera and Minion Mayhem.
Oh, you like it more than Minion Mayhem?
The chicken dance was incredible. Remember that? What do you think, AJ?
Yeah, it's good by me.
Okay.
All right.
So you're saying that building's just gotten worse.
Yeah.
Oh, Shrek 4D.
Shrek 4D was
fun. This was really fun at first.
Yeah, another one you can't do too much.
We also had it on DVD.
I liked the pre-show and I liked the ride. It always bothered me that there was no, it was like, go to the torture room. Then you just were in a theater and you watched the ride.
Yeah, the story didn't quite gel.
I did like its Shrek 1.5 aspect. Yeah. It was fun. It was not as good as Terminator 2.
No.
No.
What's below Terminator 2?
Sinbad.
Yeah, this probably.
You're way too
Sinbad's
high.
Probably
you're way
better.
Too high.
Okay, yeah, give me a better point here.
Simpsons.
Below.
Below Simpsons.
I'd put it below Simpsons.
Cat in the Hat.
No, I'd rather do. Below Cat in the Hat. I'm sorry.
Maybe would rather do Shrek. What's below Cat in the Hat?
One Fish, Two Fish.
It's better than One Fish, Two Fish. Below or above Cat in the Hat? I say
below.
Above.
I say above.
Yep.
Man, you guys.
You just don't like a. You hate shows.
I do. I don't. I'm okay doing them, but I can't. Well, to me, like, I wouldn't do it every trip I go, but Cat in the Hat, I would.
All right, I'm going to go too far back for you guys.
What?
Ghostbusters and Beetlejuice.
I don't even remember Beetlejuice. Yeah, I had the vaguest memory of Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters was pretty cool. It was big. The scale of it was very impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen videos of it now. I mean, I don't. Where do you think, AJ?
I am going to put Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I'm going to put Ghostbusters below Poseidon.
Okay, I think, yeah, that sounds fair.
I remember Beetlejuice even less. It was basically just Beetlejuice playing guitar.
It's like the Wolfman and other people.
Yeah. So we'll put that.
What, they're going to bring it back with Beetlejuice.
I'll put it below Ollivanders.
Okay. I mean,
I'm trying to think.
Any way to rank Nickelodeon Studios? It was so weird. Like, well, like what?
How about this? Dueling Dragons, Red or Fire or Ice?
Oh, the breakdown.
Break it down. Oh, A and B.
Okay, now you're making me really dig back in my memory.
I seem to recall that Fire was more intense, but Ice.
Which one got closer to the castle?
That was Ice, because you went straight.
I remember you saying you liked Ice better.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
You put Ice slightly above Fire. I think that's it. Do you want to read our list complete with extinct attractions now, AJ, from the bottom here?
Let me adjust Dueling Dragons.
Yeah, Ice and Fire. Incredible.
They were two distinct roller coasters that just happened to race each other.
Oh, what about the Triceratops Encounter?
Never did it.
I did it one time. It's fine. It's
go ahead. Give a quick one.
I'd rather do Villain Con. So.
Okay, there you go.
Okay. Try Sarah. Okay.
I never met Blue, actually, if you want to count that as an attraction, I suppose.
Yeah, we didn't
have time. Yeah, we didn't have time.
All right. Go start from the bottom, AJ.
Okay. Here we go. Buckle up, everybody. The definitive all time.
I'm going to go get a drink.
Universal Orlando list. Starting at the bottom. Dr. Doom. Triceratops Encounter. Villain Con, Rip Ride Rocket, Jimmy Fallon, Kong, Skull Island, High in the Sky, Seuss Trolley Train Ride, Fast and the Furious, Storm Force Accelerotron, Dudley Do-Right's Ripsaw Falls, The Carol Suso, Flight of the Hippogriff, The Beetlejuice Rock Review, Ollivander's Wand Shop, One Fish, Two Fish, Cat in the Hat, Shrek 4D, Simpsons, Transformers, Hogwarts Express, The Ghostbusters, Poseidon's Fury, Minion Mayhem, the
Jimmy Neutron's Nicktoon Blast.
Thank you. That's from Nickelodeon. I was like, wait, we started doing the studios. The Hanna-Barbera.
The Fantastic World of Hanna-Barbera.
The Horror Makeup Show. Popeye and Bluto's Bilge Rat Barges. Jurassic Park River Adventure. Men in Black. The Eighth Voyage of Sinbad. Terminator 2 3D. The Mummy. Incredible Hulk. Jaws. Back to the Future. The Bourne Stunt Show. Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey. Harry Potter and the Escape from Gringotts. E.T. Adventure. Confrontation. Dueling Dragons Fire. Dueling Dragons Ice. Spider-Man, Velocicoaster, Hagrid.
Nice.
Pretty nice.
That's a list.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy.
That's a list.
Not bad.
You need to make sure you put that in the show notes. So
I'll publish it somewhere.
All right.
All right. That was fun, actually. That Maybe we could do this with some other theme parks in the future.
Yeah, do park by park, kind of go for half episodes.
Yeah, that's good.
Maybe we do a March Madness thing next year. We have the four Disney parks as the brackets.
There you go. Ooh, interesting.
There we go. Okay.
I'm sure.
Someone remind us of that in like January.
AJ, anything in the mailbag?
No.
All right, then. Fantastic.
Send letters, everybody.
Send some letters, then. Who's next?
Me.
What are you doing?
I am doing Honey, I Shrunk the Audience.
All right,
yeah,
fine.
That'll be good.
Okay, then. Well, great. Well, we'll be
back. We've had like a bit of a hiatus with our trip report, kind of.
Yeah, we have done like a proper episode. So, yeah, we'll be back with that. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back in a little bit, then, with Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. On the audience. We did the placement already.
Yeah, we did that.
Funny how that property got multiple attractions.
Right? All right, thank you for listening, everybody. We'll be back to Disney stuff next time.
It's been a Universal podcast for a hot second.
Thank you for listening, as always, to the 90s Disney podcast. You can find more of us at 90sdisney.com. You can find links to subscribe to the show on the podcasting service of your choice and check out past, present, and future episodes. You can follow us on all the social medias or email us at 90sdisneypodcast@gmail.com or submit a question through the Spotify app if you're listening there, and we will read your query on the next episode. And until then, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Goodbye.
I'll be right here.